Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday. It is July. It is the 17th. So there you go. Now you know what day today is. So that's wonderful. And we've got a pretty good show for you today. Or rather, I assume that we will, as I haven't recorded it yet. Let's get started with a look at movies. Last week at the box office. Bruno, number one, $30.6 million, followed by Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, $27.6 million. Number three, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, $24.2 million. Public Enemies, $13.8, and The Proposal, $10.6 million. This week, Harry Potter's been open for a few days and already broke a few records with Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. In limited release, you can see 500 Days of Summer, which is the quirkiest movie since the last one, Homecoming, and A Woman in Berlin. In the news, Ryan Reynolds has been cast as the Green Lantern in an upcoming DC adaptation of the old-timey comic character. Natalie Portman has been cast in the Marvel movie Thor as Jane Foster, which is apparently Thor's first gal pal. Willem Dafoe has joined the movie John Carter of Mars, which hopefully will actually involve John Carter and Mars, unlike other shows with Mars in the title that have nothing to do with the Red Planet. 30 Rock got nominated for a ton of Emmys this week, as the announcements just came out. Nothing for Battlestar Galactica, but oh well, that show sucked. Anyway, some surprises! Just Tina Fey and Justin Timberlake both got nods for guest actor in SNL hosting duties. Jermaine, but not Brett, from Flight of the Conchords got a nod. And Alan Alda, for some reason, got a nod for his couple episodes of 30 Rock. I'm not sure why. In British television news, Tom Baker has signed on to do some audio plays as Doctor Who, bringing him back to the character for the first time in 30 years. G.I. Joe DVDs Volume 1 from Shout Factory are out this week. In toy news, G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra, Target's exclusive mini-vehicle assortment, will be $9.99 each. You get a figure and a large accessory, which isn't so bad considering a figure is about 7 or 8 bucks. Most notably, Wave 2 was announced, which showed Storm Shadow with his motorcycle, and the Neo Viper with Serpent Armor, which is a black repaint of the vintage Snake Armor, which hasn't been reproduced since the 1980s. I'm very excited. Numerous exclusives are leaking now, including gift sets for Kmart and Target, and a Then and Now pack of a 1980s style and a modern style snow job with ATAV vehicle. Star Wars. Toys R Us released two Surprise Galactic Heroes box sets this week. One is based on Jabba's sail barge, and the other on the Yavin 4 medal ceremony. The sail barge set, I believe, is the winner, but I'm totally biased because I love Max Rebo, and now I have a Galactic Heroes Max Rebo on my desk. It also has Slave Leia, Jabba the Hutt, Derby McCool, R2-D2, Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight, and Boba Fett. So it's a pretty great set. The Yavin one had some Rebel Troopers, Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie, R2-3PO. It's pretty good, but, you know, no Dodona or anything like that. Transformers, a prototype for Movieverse Hoist, got out. No idea who will sell it or when. A Target-exclusive Leo Prime in the Japanese Leo Convoy character colors is coming on the way. And, oh, Revenge of the Fallen, Long Haul, and Grindar are now available in Voyager class for pre-order. You can get those at entertainmentearth.com. Wolverine, deluxe figures are coming. There's a Blob and Sabretooth 2-pack, Logan on a bike, Deadpool with some giant gun thing, and Weapon X in a back-to-chamber. All that jazz. Lots of new stuff. Pull-Up, Jun Planning has announced additional Pull-Up dolls. Disney's Peter Pan is one of the first licenses on the list, with Peter Pan, Captain Hook. Obviously, if you're an action figure collector, or at least the action kind of figure collector I know, you're not usually into dolls. But if you know someone who likes dolls, this might be a really good item to show them. Along with the new Barbie, the Heidi Klum Barbie, which is coming. I don't really think it looks like Heidi Klum, but to be perfectly honest, I'm not really an expert on the supermodels. So if you're a fan, or you know a fan, again, Heidi Klum Barbie. Bruno, there are Halloween costumes from Ruby's based on the movie. They are exactly as tasteful as you might expect, and you can order them from entertainmentearth.com. Masters of the Universe, Man-at-Arms went up for sale and sold out from MaddieCollector.com this week, so if you didn't get one, well, you're not really out anything. My Little Pony, Hasbro is doing a two-pack of Halloween horses. One is in a pirate costume, the other has a removable kitty costume. And finally, for Littlest Pet Shop fans, there is an advent calendar coming this holiday season. So if the Playmobil ones, Lego ones, and other advent calendars don't do it for you, you now can get Littlest Pet Shop.
New at Entertainment Earth. Comic-Con is next week. Come to booth 2343, 2343, 2343 for your exclusives. We have Dexter, Star Trek, Flash Gordon, Big Lebowski, Lost, and Star Wars. And we're also the exclusive seller of Toys R Us's exclusives at Comic-Con. That's right, there's not going to be a Toys R Us booth. You gotta come to the Entertainment Earth booth to get your Halo 3 Griffball figure, your 12-inch Flash, a box of Mini-Mates, and the metal Sonic the Hedgehog vinyl figure. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. There are freebies from Dexter, different one each day. Stop by and get them, or don't.
Alright kids, that's the toy and movie segment. More in the next show if you get those. If not, I will be in San Diego next week for Comic-Con. Meaning that if you were at the show, you can probably stop by the booth and say hello. I will be there, possibly Twittering, possibly blogging, possibly taking pictures, having meetings, all that stuff. So say hi if you see me. I might have a freebie for you, I might not. We'll see how much stuff I can haul in there, and my bosses will let me carry in the car on the way, because they have to bring stuff too, but, you know, I like to occupy space. So anyway, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, and or twitter.com/adam16bit, A-D-A-M-16-B-I-T. You can follow our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. You can buy things from entertainmentearth.com and keep me employed, which is really a good thing to do, I think. The most important thing you could do right now. I'll see you guys all next time. I should have a podcast from Comic-Con, but sometimes technology has a way of making things happen or not happen. So we shall see how that goes. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I will see you all next time. Okay, so fun stories from Hollywood. I work in North Hollywood, which is near actual Hollywood. North Hollywood's a dump. Hollywood Hollywood's a dump, but it's got famous people living in it. I got to see Comedy Death Ray again this week, which is this great comedy show they put on at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, which is a wonderful venue to see all kinds of comedy, mostly because it's all really cheap. You can take classes there for next to nothing, and shows are usually cheap or free, so $5 will get you in to see a pretty good set. This week I went because I heard that Chris Hardwick of Web Soup and formerly MTV Singled Out fame was going to be there, as well as BJ Novak from The Office. He's Ryan the Temp. So I went. Great show, as expected. Rory Scovel, Doug Benson, Greg Berendt, Adam Clayton Holland, who's really funny. Adam Clayton Holland is this guy from Denver who had these hilarious jokes that if I repeated here, I would be stealing his material and saying things that my bosses probably wouldn't care in terms of language. Not that there's anything wrong with my bosses, it's just not really an appropriate venue for that kind of joke. And Tom McCaffrey and Ben Kronberg were there. I wrote a little post about it on comedyisdead.blogspot.com, which you should take a look at. But I guess Doug Benson's got a new G4 special coming out. He showed a clip of that. BJ Novak read a story off the back of a Honey Bunches of Oats box on the origin of the cereal. Really hilarious. If you have Honey Bunches of Oats, I highly recommend you read the story carefully and see how sad it is with all the time gaps in it and stuff. But, if you're in Southern California and you are near the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, highly recommend you check out Comedy Death Ray as something to do because it costs nothing and it's a cheap date night. So check that out. Anyway, I'm gone for real now. See you guys next time.